This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kurt Wilson's with us. Website is armchairsurvivalist.com. Armchairsurvivalist.com. And Kurt, the reason I was mentioning the credit card dispute last hour, and I just want to go through this very quickly. If you have a charge on your credit card and it does not belong there, and you can write a letter to your credit card company and tell them the reason for your dispute of that charge. Well, in my case, they kept reporting me to credit bureaus. They threatened to report me to the credit bureaus. There are three of them. And that would infect my insurance rate. Well, I had this dilemma. I absolutely positively was not going to pay the $25 late fee that was caused by the U.S. Postal Service. Okay? I wasn't going to pay it because I didn't cause it. Well, it was impacting my credit rating. Well, that impacts your insurance rates. Okay. Well, after disputing with one letter to Citibank, I got another letter. And it says, Dear Vincent Fennelli, we requested the consumer reporting agencies to delete the accounts from your credit report. We forwarded the information to the following agencies, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. So what they did was they removed these bashes that they did to us, saying that we were not paying our credit card bills, and we were, but they kept increasing these fees based on the delay in the Postal Service for paying our bill through the U.S. Postal Service. Bottom line is, class, you may decide that you have a situation where you want to dispute, that's the word you use, dispute, charge on your credit card, and you will probably win. If you are in the right, you will probably win. And the rule is pretty much this. Whoever gives up first loses. So if it's between you and a merchant, and you receive something defective and the merchant tells you stuff it, they're not going to take care of it, they're not going to help you. If you dispute it and you write the letter and the merchant doesn't respond, you win. If the merchant responds and says, no, I sent it, it was perfectly good, then you respond saying, no, it wasn't, here's a picture of it, then you win until the merchant comes back and says, no, it really was fine. And whoever gives up first loses. And that's as simple
pretty
as
pretty much. Yeah. And it's very important. Many people, they get a credit card bill. They said, here, honey, pay this. That's it. They don't look at it. You have to look at your credit card charges. You really, really do, because let's say somehow your card gets compromised. Well, the first thing they do, the hackers will do, is determine whether or not you actually pay attention to your credit card bill. And they will do a charge for like 37 cents or $1.19. And if you don't dispute that little charge, then they're going to go ahead and they're going to wipe out your account. So pay attention to every charge that's on your bill. We get calls all the time at Survival Enterprise, my company. A guy calls up and says, hey, I don't know who you are, and there's a charge here for $137. And so we keep files and we look them up real quick and go, oh, you're John Hancock. Yeah, yeah. You bought 5 gallons of colloidal silver from us 2 months ago. Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry. Boom. Yep. You can communicate. And that's the thing. You communicate. On the back of your credit card, on the back of every single credit and debit card is a phone number. And if you have a problem, you can call them. I do. Mm-hmm. I don't like writing letters because then usually it gets circular filed or ignored for months on end. So I make a phone call. And I don't deal with the Indians. I deal with the chiefs. So I go upstairs. And I say, this is a problem. We just had the same thing you did. I said it was $37. And it was, we have this pay, I forgot what it's called, bill pay service, where my wife goes into a specific secure server online and pays all our bills that way. And that company then physically sends the checks to the people that were paying. This company sort of dropped the ball on a few $5,000 and $6,000 checks. So weeks after we had sent these checks out, or you know, she'd gone onto the website and said send the checks out, the company still hadn't got the checks, and they started charging us. We're talking in the hundreds of dollars, and it's real simple. My wife contacted each of the companies, and communication is the great solvent.
Yes.
It dissolves all problems. So communicate. Don't just bitch and complain. So my wife called the companies and told them what's happening and that she was going to take care of it. Then she called the bill pay company and ripped them a new one. And the bill pay company contacted the other companies. The bill pay company either paid or got forgiven those late charges. And had everything explained. I hate it when I put my life, my livelihood, and my trust in a third party that screws it up. And that's
okay.
You know, that's what you have to do when you're using credit, or when
that's
you're
right.
using when you're using fiat payments like mm-hmm. paper checks or even cash for that matter.
Let me give an example of one more thing that happened. And Klaus, you may be having this too. And then we'll get on to lubricants. So we had a credit card issued, with the name of Casey's MasterCard. It was kind of like 7-Eleven, but there are a bunch of gas stations and convenience stores around here called Casey's. Caseys. And so we had this card, and we would get, a percentage back in gas cards, $20 gas cards, for using this card for all kinds of purchases. So it was kind of like a cash back, but it was not in cash. It was in gasoline dollars, okay, that you could use at Casey's. Well, what was happening is we would get the statement in the mail from the post office box. We'd go home, write the check, mail it, and it would be late. And then we'd get a $25 late fee from the bank. And then it would happen month after month after month, and we'd call them, and they'd say sorry, and they eventually stopped saying that they would take care of it. So what we realized was, and I'm going to give you an example. Now, this may not be the exact dates, but on the first of the month, they print the statements. Then the statements kind of lie around at the bank until maybe the 20th of the month. Then they mail them out. Then you get them on the 25th of the month. You pay them on the 26th of the month, and they're late because they have a 25-day period from which you, from the printing of the statement to when they receive it. So the checks that you send them are always going to be late, no matter what. And then you get the late fee. And I think the banks were doing this, or this particular bank was doing it on purpose. Well, I called the chief financial officer of Casey's, and I said, I want to let you know what's going on. You've got your name on the front of this credit card, and people like me are getting mad at guess who? Casey's. We're not getting mad at the bank that issues it, that little tiny print on the back. We're getting mad at you. And because we think you are ripping us off, and we know it's not really you, but not everybody knows that. Just wanted to let you know. So I had this, and I've got his name and number in my Rolodex, and we would chat. And I said, in one call, I said to him, you know, you don't have to use this particular bank. Do you know what? They stopped using that bank. That complaint. I said, you know, I used to work for a credit card bank, and here's what happens. Here's how it works. And I explained the whole thing to him. And he got frosted, not at me, but at what his bank was doing in tarnishing the Casey's name. They dumped that particular credit card issuer with the Casey's name on the front of the card. Absolute true story. So, class, your influence counts. Please use it. And sometimes you can have, like, dramatic results, like the one I just told you about. Absolutely true story. So, Chris,
Persistent.
Lubricant.
Okay, lubricant.
Yeah.
A lubricant. Now, people think, oh, yeah, I know what a lubricant is. Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a substance, and originally organic, introduced to reduce friction between surfaces in mutual contact, which ultimately reduces the heat generated when the surfaces move, like in a motor. Mm-hmm. It may also have the function of transmitting forces, transporting foreign particles, or heating or cooling the surfaces. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what a lubricant is, and it covers all kinds of different things that have two surfaces that are pressing against each other. If you don't have a lubricant, these surfaces pressing against each other create friction, which in turn creates heat, which in turn breaks down the surfaces. They have found lubrication in chariots 1,400 years before the birth of Christ. Mm-hmm. And they were just fatty deposits from animals that they would wipe on the axles. Mm-hmm. So lubricants are used for all kinds of different things. And they were originally organic, right? Like pig fat, that kind of stuff. The prairie wagons that came across the United States that people, you know, the Conestoga wagons and stuff, they would have buckets of animal fat hanging below the wagons, and they would, each time they would stop, they would take a brush and they would smear some on the axles of the giant wheels from those Conestoga wagons. And that was standard. And in some old movies, you can actually still see that. You'll see a wagon that has this bucket hanging underneath of it, and people generally don't know what that is. But to be true, they have to put that in the movie. And so the lubricants that were used worldwide were mostly organic until about 1870 or so, there was a company trying to distill kerosene in a certain manner. And they, after they distilled this kerosene, they realized there was a glop, for want of a better term, left over. And they thought, what is this stuff? And it was really slippery. And it maintained its slipperiness through testing of heat and motion. And that's where they started using oil-based lubricant. And that was in the late 1870s.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about lubricants with Kurt Wilson, ArmchairSurvivalist.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, and he's teaching us about lubricants. We're talking about the Conestoga wagons, the bucket that hung from the wagons, and please continue, Kurt.
Yeah, the just that guy that discovered a distillation of kerosene that was gooey could be used as a lubricant instead of using organic lubricants ended up in a few years becoming Mobil Oil. Yeah, big long story on that. And when I do a show, by the way, everybody at armchairsurvivalist.com, when I do a show, I post my show notes. So you'll have the ability when we do this show, because we're going to do the same show kind of on Sunday, that if we get around to it, on lubricants. And I will have the I'll have the information posted on it. But there's many different lubricants out there. And again, people just kind of blow past this. But if you look at it, at any man, and I mean man, I don't mean some wussy millennial. I mean like Vincent or me. You look at any man's shop, you're going to find a dozen different types of lubricants out there. WD-40 is not a lubricant. WD-40 is a water displacement. That's what WD stands for. And many people think, oh, WD-40, I'll spray something with a lubricant. No. It has its own job. You have spray lubricants. You have the kind you get jars of grease, little tubs of different types of grease, molybdenum grease and Teflon grease, and these are what you use to repack bearings with and wheels. And some of these lubricants could be anything from real lightweight oil that you put a drop between your finger and thumb and roll it around, and it could barely be seen and felt, to thick goo that would go in oil drilling. And they, on the pipes and the drills and stuff, they use that kind of stuff. So there's many different types of oil that you can use, or lubricants. And each one, you'll have a different place for. There's special lubricants for the fan bearings on little computer fans. And there's special lubricants for your rear end. And there's special lubricants for the inside of your motor. And there's special lubricants, I mean, for all kinds of stuff. Yeah, yesterday, somebody came in my door. Now it was like 32 degrees outside yesterday. And somebody came in my steel swinging door at the store and is like, ew, ew. So, see what happens in cold and heat, metal expands and contracts. So when it gets cold, it contracts, and then things that squeak really start squeaking. So I have a can of this special Teflon spray that I got, and I go out there and done. It's fixed. Mm-hmm. People don't use lubricants unless they're really trained on them. How many of you out there have a car that you open the door and it's like, well, lubricant, oil it.
That's a really bad situation.
Yeah.
Letting your car door squeak like that wears out the hinges. And here's what happens.
That's right.
The next thing that happens is the door sags. Then you can't close the door. And all you had to do to prevent that was lubricate the door hinges. And so here's what happens, literally, class. People who are really meticulous about keeping their car looking clean will wash inside the door, you know, the door posts where the hinges are. They want that to look absolutely meticulous. What happens is water gets into the hinges, displaces the lubricant that's there, causes the hinges to squeak, causes the hinge pins to wear, then the door sags. Literally, you'd probably be better off not washing those hinges, and then you won't have that problem. But if you do wash them, make sure you lubricate them.
That's it. Well, yeah, and this is a major thing. And I teach people, if you hear something or a sound stops being heard, there's something wrong. So pay attention immediately. Don't just say, well, I'll take care of that down the road. Down the road ends up locking your wheels. I did that when I was younger. I had a 1951 Ford milk truck that I turned into a little camper, and I was driving up to Oregon. So on the way up there, I'm hearing this. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Ah, well, it's nothing. I don't feel any shaking or anything. I'll just keep going. And it kept getting louder and louder and louder. All of a sudden, bam, my wheels locked up. It was the front wheel bearing going out. And if I'd have listened to that 10 miles earlier, I could have pulled off to a repair shop and had a bearing replaced. Instead, I had to spend a day on the highway doing it myself.
Yeah. And so now Kurt and I pull the wheels off and check the wheel bearings. Yeah, that's what we do.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's teaching us about lubricants. Kurt, one of the things I'd like to share with our class today is that I reuse oil. Maybe not in the way many might think, but let me just define what I'm saying. So if I have a gasoline engine and I use synthetic lubricant, synthetic oil in that engine, what I do is I will, at the proper drain interval, I will drain that oil into a clean container. And then I will pour that oil, when it's cool, back into the original 4 or 5 quart plastic jug that it came in. And I'll take a permanent marker and I'll write used oil on there. And then what I'll do is I'll let it set for about a month undisturbed. And what happens is the heavy particles settle to the bottom. Then I can pour it off very carefully into another clean container that fresh motor oil came in. And what I'll use that for is, let's say I have a baler that has chains on it that drive the mechanisms and the gears and the pulleys and so forth. I will lubricate those chains with that oil. Why? Because they're going to get dusty anyway. And this oil is great oil, and the heavy particles have settled out of it. Sometimes I use a coffee filter to filter, or two of them, one on top of the next, to further filter the oil. But in addition to that, let's say I'm drilling holes in metal. I will lubricate the drill bits often. I mean really often. Before I start, I lubricate that spot I'm going to drill. I stop when I'm drilling. I cool off the tip with another drop of oil, and then another drop, and another drop, and so forth. And what I'm saying is the drill bits, you can drill hundreds of holes in metal if you keep the drill bits, the tips cool. And you can use oil for that. So you can use used oil for that. Now, I don't really like using black diesel engine oil that's been used. That's kind of messy. But from a gas engine, it works great. Any comments on that?
Yeah. Now, you're just talking about synthetic oil, not normal oil?
Well, I even use what's previously been called Dyno oil. Yes, conventional and okay. Synthetic. But mostly I use synthetic oils.
Okay. What happens with lubricants? Is it's called lubricity, meaning its ability to stay slippery, for want of a better term, and thickness. You have the word viscosity, which mainly means thickness of or strength of thickness. And like you have different grades of oil. We're talking about internal combustion motors here, basically. You would have a 20 grade. Oil, which is basically 3-in-1 oil, you know, which you would put on sewing machines and things like that. And then it gets up into 40 grade and 50 grade, even sometimes 60 and then 90 grade. And as it goes, the numbers go up, the thicker the stuff is. So some things have sloppier tolerances, like rear ends. Then you can use a thicker grade oil when you're working with tight tolerances like firearms. You have to have lighter grade oil, but the oils tend to break down, meaning their ability. Most like if you've changed oil, you know, you put in like 30 grade oil into a motor, and then after a few thousand miles or more, you decide to change the oil and you pop the plug and it drains into a pan and it's black. It's black. It's because the oil's destroyed. It's burnt. Yeah, there's no more protection left in that stuff. And at that point, and that's why diesel oil is not really good for reusing, unless you burn it in a oil burner for heat, because it breaks down so fast. And when you get the oil that's black, you're not going to reuse that stuff, unless you can, again, use it to burn for heat.
Right, and that's why I mentioned gasoline engine motor oil.
Yeah,
that's what I reuse. I don't use diesel engine oil.
So you can reuse it for all different things. My grandfather never threw oil away, ever. He would, exactly like you do, he would take it out, but he filtered it when it was warm. And he got all the chunks out. The first thing he'd do is he had a magnet that he ran through it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he found metal particles, he'd be like, oh, crap, that's a whole new can of worms.
Sure.
Got to find out where that metal's coming from.
Right.
But they would filter that oil down, and they would use it for everything. They would use it to wash. They used it to wash wheel bearings in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't use solvent or gasoline. They would actually use the oil, the old filtered oil, to wash other metal particles in. They would when they were rebuilding motors, they would use that oil to wash off parts of the engine. In their tractors, they used it for lubricating all of the different wear surfaces. We had to do this. We were poor. I mean, poor. We were poor. you were talking about a piece of bread with sugar on it was great. When our clan got together, and there's usually like 50 to 100 of us, it was a spaghetti feed because we couldn't, and if we were lucky, there were meatballs. But most of the time, it was just spaghetti, and it was all handmade, everything was. But the oil loses, as it heats up, it loses its viscosity. It becomes thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. When I was a kid, I used to go to the gas stations, and between the gas pumps, there were these racks that had these glass quarts of green oil. And had a,
yes.
A little
yes,
nozzle.
25 on cents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's because because cars smoked like crazy because the oil wasn't thick enough to protect the cylinder walls from the scraping up and down of the rings on the pistons. So every time I filled up with gas, I'd buy another quart of oil. I had a Dodge, old 48 Dodge pickup, six cylinder. And every time I filled up, I'd pour a quart of oil in there. And it was cool. You just give the guy a quarter, Kendall oil, and pour it in there. Kendall oil, by the way, is now Conoco. Over the years, it got bought out. But now, as time went, came forward in time, these lubricants became more complicated and lasted longer. Now I have a Prius. Don't laugh. I have a Prius, 10,000 miles between oil changes.
Yeah.
Because you use a special type of synthetic oil that just doesn't get dirty, and the engine runs clean. Of course, I change it every 5,000 miles. I don't care what they say.
Mm-hmm.
When Vince was talking about oiling the doors on your car, that's real. The purpose of lubricants is to protect two wear surfaces from hitting each other. And because that they will wear out. Just take two pieces of steel, wash them clean, so there's nothing on them, and start rubbing them together. Just in your hand, you could do this. Just start rubbing them together. After a few minutes, you're going to feel the heat in there. And if you had a electron microscope, you could look down and you see what's called galling, and it would be microscopic balls between the two particles of scraped off metal. And this is what galling is. And those act like abrasives. And the more you move metal pieces back and forth, the more it wears. So the instant you hear a squeak, locate it and oil it.
With our hinges that in the house, you know, we've got the back door is used the most, then maybe the side door a second, then front door hardly ever. But what I've done when I first installed the doors, I would take a punch and drive out the hinges, and then I would coat them with red synthetic grease in one of those 1 pound tubs. And what do I use? Mm-hmm. Well, I really like the SuperTech brand. It's less expensive. It really works well. It's red in color. You can get it at the Chinese factory outlet. And I coat the pins of the hinges on the doors with this red grease. And then I use a Q-tip, put some grease on the Q-tip, and put that inside the hinge before I drive the pin in. Drive the pin in, and then there's no more squeak for years. How many years? Oh, maybe eight. Maybe 5 to 8 years.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the synthetic. However, you know, it's red, and it comes out red after you first drive the pins in. Then you wipe that off with a paper towel, and then you don't have red grease coming out on your paint. But that's what I do. I really like the red grease, and I use that same synthetic red grease for wheel bearings. Now, I have multiple tins or tubs of this in the 1 pound size, and when I put lug nuts or wheel bolts on our vehicles, I coat the threads. Now, this is not recommended, and I'm not suggesting you do what I do, but I do this because I take my wheels on and off and rotate the tires often on our vehicles. But I coat the threads so that they don't wear out metal-to-metal surfaces on the wheels. But you've got to torque them really well and make sure you accurately torque them, because if you don't do it right, they're going to loosen and you may lose a wheel down the road. And you've got to check them
off. That's the good point you made on lug nuts, and because we do the same thing. We do the same thing here. And one of the things that I discovered years ago as a child was that these lug nuts would get rusted on, and you'd end up busting them, taking them off, and you'd have to replace the stud, which is not that big a deal, but still it's a pain in the butt. So to this day, what we do, and we just change my tires, my wheels around, we take them off, take off the lug nuts, remove the wheel or remove the tire, and we take a rag, wipe off each stud, and then wire brush it to make sure nothing's on it. And then I have a special molybdenum grease that I use when I repack everything. And I just take a little bit and put on there, and those lug nuts go on slicker and cat's not. And then you torque it down, and then you drive around in 4 and 8 feet of snow and rain and salt and crud and gluck. And then 6 months later, you're swapping the tires out, and the lug nuts come right off just like they should. And you do the same thing again for the summer tires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do. And here's another tip, since you're talking about really cool things to do. We have a parts washer, and it's like a 30-gallon steel drum with a sink on top of it and a lid. And they recommend you use this aqueous solution, a water-based solution. Well, I don't like that. I like using diesel fuel. But I also have some engine oil that's used that's mixed in there. But it comes out dark and cruddy. Well, I'll tell you the secret to fixing that problem when we come back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us. So, Kurt, what I did was I just went to eBay and I looked up parts washers, automotive parts washers. And frankly, they don't have anything like for sale like what I have. So I have this 30-gallon, I've had it for a couple of decades, at least 20 years, 30-gallon steel drum with a sink on top. And this was manufactured as a parts washer. And it has a submersible pump that pumps the liquid from the 30-gallon drum up through a flexible metal pipe, if you will, that I can aim in the sink at the parts I want to wash. So the idea is I'm circulating the same diesel fuel that I use as a solvent. Well, the problem is that when the solvent gets dirty, that dirt goes into the oil drum, and as I start using the parts washer the next time, that oil that drips down from the sink drain into the drum stirs up the oil, and then the dirt at the bottom of the drum gets mixed in with the oil. Now I'm washing the parts with dirty oil. Well, with chunks and, you know, the crud from the bottom. So what I did was I put a sock over the pump, and the sock covers the pump, and it filters out some of the crud. Well, it didn't do a really good job, and then the sock would get clogged. So what I decided to do was raise the height of the pump so it's about 5 inches or 4 inches above the bottom of the oil drum, and then I put in a gallon of water. And what happens is the oil, the diesel fuel, rides on top of the oil. I mean, on top of the water. And the crud settles down through the oil, the diesel fuel, into the water, and it stays there. So now I have clean oil. Now it gets the color of motor oil. It doesn't stay crystal clear, but it doesn't have any chunks in it anymore. And I've been doing that for at least 10 years now, and it absolutely works. Have you heard of that?
I got a question. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what I had one for 25 years. Do you, in your drain, in your sink there, mm-hmm. does it have a screen?
Not really. Not really. It's got a yes and no. It's sort of like a screen, but not as good as a screen. So the little parts don't. It prevents the little parts from falling through into the bottom.
Well, is it round? It's round.
No, the drain is round. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's removable. You can lift it up.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then a standard drain for these, and I forgot the name of the company that services these. They would come out every month.
Safety Clean.
Safety Clean, yes. Okay, contact them. They have a mesh that goes in there, and they also have a fabric filter.
Mm.
The whole thing slips right in there. It's very simple. Contact them and say, hey, I need the filtering stuff for this unit that I have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's real, and it did, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I bought like a dozen different spare filters for it, the fabric ones, because you know they clog up, and it blow your mind how much crap that you wash off. We use it in the shop. Not just for mechanical parts, but for all firearms. Every firearm that came through there, that's how we cleaned them.
Mm-hmm. Wrenches, nuts, bolts, sockets, ratchets, everything you possibly think of in the automotive shop, we clean in them. And it really, really works well. One other thought, we were talking about using magnets, and we have been replacing our drain plugs on all of our engines with magnetic drain plugs now, all of them. And I think it's a great idea. And how much do they cost? About $3.
Yeah, it's just the simplest thing that all cars used to have those. When I was a kid, every time I changed oil in any car, there was a little. I'm asking the why are there pieces of metal stuck to my drain plug? Well, it's because it's a magnet. They don't do that anymore. By the way, the best lubricant to use and cleaner for firearms is Mobil 1 synthetic oil.
Mm-hmm.
It is phenomenal. You use it to clean your gun with, and then you coat your gun down. And the other thing, instead of lubricating, that lubricants are for, is also for treating metal surfaces so they don't corrode or rust. And that is vital.
Do you have a particular grade of Mobil 1 that you like? Is it like the European formula or the old car formula? Or which one do you like?
No, just the cheapest stuff. Just the cheapest Mobil 1. A core will last somebody 10 years for cleaning guns and stuff. And then when I treat guns, when I do trigger drops, I use a lubricant called Duralube.
There you go. Kurt, thanks so much. See you Sunday. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brendan Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom in a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.